Zog the Gemara again, Samchel mit Aleph, around 15 lines from the bottom, to Nan Hossam. Bnei Yair Shasholcha Shikleim. If the Bnei Yair sent their Shkolim to the Beis HaMikdosh with the Shliach, V'niknevu, it was stolen, V'shavdu was lost, Im Nitrema, Truma, if the Truma was already taken from the Kupa, meaning there were three Kupas, and the Truma was already taken from them on their behalf, so then they're already off the hook. They don't have to pay Chatzi Shekel again because the Truma, the Kapora, is for those people that the money is on the road also and it's about to come to them. So Im Nitrema Truma, if the Truma was ready before it was Nignava Nevad, so it was Chal on their monies too. So Nishborin Ligizborin, Hektish is losing out because they're not getting any money and they mechap on people that are supposed to give the money, so they want to get a reimbursement. So the Gizber, who was negligent, has to make a Shavuos HaSoymrim. Vim Lav, but if let's say it was not Nitram, so it was never yet on their behalf of Kapora. So Mele, it's not considered that they brought yet, they have to reimburse and give again. So now, Vim Lav, Nishboin Lebnei Ir. So now the question is between the Bnei Ir and the Gizber. Because the Gizber is the Hekdesh. The Shliach now has a Din Advarim with the Mishalchim, which is the Bnei Ir. Now, if let's say he makes it proper Shavuos HaShoymrim, he's off the hook. They have to replace it with another Chatzi Shekel. Let's say the money that was lost was found, or the person that stole it returned it. So you have two sets of shkolim in front of you: the ones that were lost and the ones that you currently replaced with. So what do you do with those? You cannot use the shkolim from last year for this year, for the following year. So it has to be used. Extra money is given. No, you could utilize money for the following year too. Oilin and Shona Habo. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, Kesov Rabbi Yehuda, Chovis of Shona Zu, Kravis the Shona Habo. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Chovis of this year could be used for the following year. So the shkolim that you have extra, those will be used for next year. The par and the soil of Yom Kippurim, Sho'ovdu, it was lost, V'hifrish Achayim Tachtein. And you replaced it with another par or a soyer. And then you found the original par soyer. So you have two paras and two seirim in front of you. Or likewise, v'chein seirah v'rizora, that were seirim for being ovidah v'rizora. Sho'ovdu, they were lost, V'hifrish Achayim Tachtein. And you separated other pairs. And now you found the original ones. So now what do you do with all those extras? Kulan Yamusu, the original ones are going to be put to death. Yamusu, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, here clearly Rabbi Yehuda does not say, Yikru Lashon HaBo. There's going to be another opportunity to give them. So why do you have to Yamusu? Why is it put to death? Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon on this Nakuda argue, and they say that it's not Yamusu, but rather Yigat Sheistov, Vimoch Viplu Dmeim Lendova, use it for Ketzam Mizbech, She'ein Chatos Tzibur Meso. That's the Machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, really. If you say Chatos Tzibur Meso in such an instance, it's not a regular Chatos Tzibur, which is Kapru Ba'acher. It's a case of you have two in front of you. So Rabbi Yehuda says, on this you do say Meso. Rabbonon or Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon say that three out of the cases, Chatos Tzibur, our Chomish Chatois, are Mesois. But Chatos Tzibur is not one of them. So even in such a case, Chatos Tzibur is not one of them, meaning a Tzibur is not the Bailam and Amesim, a Tzibur is not Bo, doesn't do Tamura, etc. Basha'en came, this case, the Chayra, it would be Meso. So that, Rabbi Lezer and Shimon say, in Chatos Tzibur Meso. But the Machloikas Yisoida is the Gabi Chatos Tzibur Meso, or Yirat Sheistoev. But the Etz and Din of Yudah says, is Kulan Yamusu. Why does he not say, leave it to the next year, Yikav L'shon Abba, enter the Gemara, Omalei, Korbonos Tzibur Ka'amrit. Meaning, the par and the sawyer are Korbonos Tzibur. Sirah V'rizorah are Korbonos Tzibur. Shekel that you bring, Chatzi Shkolim, not Korbonos Tzibur, it's a Yochidik and a Dova. You use the Shliach for it. So when it comes to Korbonos Tzibur, a Tzibur that gives something, that comes, even though it comes from Trumas Alishka. But Korbonos Tzibur, because they come from Trumas Alishka, the Chatzi Shekel is going towards it, Trumas Alishka. But the Korbonos Tzibur come from the monies of Trumas Alishka for the Tzibur. Shani Korbonos Tzibur, Kereb Tavi, Om Rabbi Yeshia. Dom Rab Tavi, Om Rabbi Yeshia, Om Akro. It says in a pasuk, Zois oilas chodesh b'chotshoi, b'chotshei hashana. It says b'chotshoi, there's a renewal process that takes place every chodesh Nissan. So it comes dafka from Nissan and onward, the Karbanos Tibur, and not from Yeshonas. So you even a beauty that usually says when it comes to the Chatzis Shekel, leave it for the next year, that's when it comes to Yochid things. But something where it's written about it, Zois Olas Chodesh B'chotshoi, L'chotshei Hashana, so there has to be a renewed carbon, and Mele Karban Tzibur cannot be left for next year. Zog Dimogah, like Abtevi says, Zois Olas Chodesh B'chotshoi, Omra Tegah, Chadesh, V'hovali Karban Mitrum Chadosho. So he has to be Mitrum Chadosho, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's not going to be left for next year. Now there's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Shimon, if it's Yamusu, or if it's Yirat Sheis Tovu. But the Etzim Din cannot be left, unlike Shkolim, over there, the extras that if you find it after it was lost or was returned, so now you have two in front of you, you say, Yitremem Lashon Habo. Zog Dimogah, this terrace that we just gave, that it's a carbon tzibur, and by carbonus tzibur, that come from Tumis Alishka, there's a posik of Zoyis Alis Chodesh B'chotshoi, that's only by the Sawyer. A Sawyer is a communal carbon, it's a carbon tzibur. Hotenach Sawyer, Sirav Erizogah, it's a carbon tzibur. Par Michael Amemar, Par is a private carbon. It's a parashal Kohen Godel, parashal Aaron. It's even paid for by his own, coming from out of his own pocket. So it's not a carbon tzibur at all. And it says the same thing by Par, that it's Yamusu. Why can you leave it for next year? So Gemara, Par Michael Amemar, enter the Gemara, Gzeira Par Otto Sawyer. By Sawyer, you have a problem that it cannot be left for next year. If the Par, theoretically, is not a carbon tzibur, you could. But if you're going to allow it by par, you'll end up doing a by sar too. Zog Dimogah, shum gzeira yamusu. So because of a gzeira, that if you're going to allow it for next year, so you put it to death, let it be yirat sheis tovu. At least let it be yirat sheis tovu. It's bad, so it should not be yamusu. Bad, so it should be left for next year. It's not a carbon tzibur, the par. You're only saying it is so because of the, it's not so, but it's only treating it as such because of the gzeira of the sawyer. So then, because of that, so then put it to death, let it be yirat sheis tovu. V'oid, another question. This whole din of Reb Tevi Rabbi Yeshia is the lechatchila de kedin. It's not ma'akev, meaning zoyis olis lechosh b'chotshoi that you're not allowed to bring from last year. It's not an ikuv. It's only a mitzvah. So if it's only a mitzvah, so the omer Rav Yudah Meshmul kabonas tzibur rabbayin be'ech benissen mitzvah lovi min achodesh. However, v'mehevi min ayoshen yotza ela shechos a mitzvah. You're lacking the mitzvah. So if it's only a mitzvah, so what's the whole to do? So why can't you leave it for next year? Hey, you have a reason to leave it for next year. Or to the par. So you're making the par is a reason that even though it's a carbon yochid, that you goyza ought to something which is good for Xavier, the Gemara's kasha is, so Zolzah is a mitzvah. So the Gemara's kasha pasha says, because it's only a mitzvah, why are you putting it to death? Let it be Yer Chei Stovu. You're putting something to death only because of an ikuv, something that's a akav, a din, that's one way of understanding Gemara's kasha. Or you can understand that par gufa, you're being goyza ot sawyer. Well, sawyer gufa is only a gzera, so it's like a gzera l'gzera. Sawyer gufa is only a lechatchila dikadin. So on that lechatchila, you're making a gzera. That's like a gzera to the drabonon. But Pasha's Gemara is saying, so why, at the end of the day, why are you putting it to death? It's only lechatchila dikadin. What did you say? So that's why, how do you put it to death? That's the question. Meaning something that's not dochui, it's only lechatchila, so it can't be that it's yamusu. It should be yirachei stavu, even if you don't leave it as lechatchila. Elo amar abzeira, meaning back to the kasha. What's the reason that when it comes to the shkolim, Rabbi Yehuda says yenichem l'shon haba, and when it comes to the par v'soyer, he says yamusu. Elo amar abzeira lifi she'ein hagoyrel kaveya. At the end of the day, you made a goyrel. Sorry Lashem and sorry Lazozel. Now that you have extra, because it was lost and it was refound, so now you're going to utilize it for when? Keep it for next year. Well, at the end of the day, you're going to have a goyrel being applied for next year. Ein ha-goyrel kaveh mishon lechaverto. You can't have a goyrel from last year being chal on next year. Because next year, you're going to have to bring two. Let's say you only have an extra You have the girl already. So you made the girl, this one is Lashem. And now you have an extra Lashem. Because you found it. Because that's the only lost one of them, after the girl. So now, next year, you're going to bring the Lashem. What about the partner? Next year's partner is going to have to be brought by default. Or you have to make another girl, maybe. Like we always said, can't just bring by default. But like upon him, you're utilizing last year's girl for next year's Akrova. So the Gemara says, so what's the big deal? So make another girl next year. Keep this animal and make another girl. Now the problem is a little, if this animal was a Vekishtelt as a Lashem, how are you removing the Kedusha and making another girl next year? This was Lashem, make a girl, this is another animal, and now it might end up being Lazozel, which is a Yerida in the Kedusha. Who says you can take it away and remove the Kedusha by another girl? That's not the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara says, if you ain't girl, Kaveh, Mishol, Chaberto, Fek, the Gemara, Venaisi, Venagil. If that's the whole issue, just make another girl. And the Gemara has no issue with making another girl and possibly removing the Kedusha of Lashem and ending up Lazozel. So just make another girl. The Gemara answers, the reason why you don't make another girl is not because you remove the Kedusha, it's because Gzeira Shem Yoimru, Hagoyl Kaveya, Mishon Lechaveyato. Not everyone's going to know that you made another girl. Why exactly? I don't know. I mean, Vivaz, they know there was a girl last year. Why shouldn't they know there was a girl this year? But maybe we're Choshesh. Ike, there are those that were about a girl last year, and they don't know a girl this year, and they see that last year's animal, last year's girl, a girl works from one year to another. Zakti Gemara, this whole question about girlois, and Gzega that they'll say the girl's kaveya, even if you make another girl, hotenach soyer. By the soyer, the tak is the girlois, lashem lazozel. But par maikel meimar, by par there's no girl. So by par, where does it even come in? This whole reason why you can't keep it for next year. And for the Gemara, you're right. So before we said, Gzera Parah to Sawyer. Enech Nami, by Parah there's no din of Korban Tzibur, it's a Korban Yochid, it's a Parah Shel Aaron. It might have a din of a Tzibur, it's for the Tzibur, but really it's a Parah Shel Aaron. So now we're saying similarly again, Enech Nami Tzad, the girl, there is no girl in the Parah, but Gzera Parah to Sawyer. So, furthermore, the same kasha umshum gzera yomusu because of a gzera where it's not chal be'etzem din on it yet, it's a gzera. So, because of that, you're saying yomusu. Let it be yirat sheistov. Amru rabbanu kameda abaya enichanami. The reason why the par is put to death is gzera mishum chata shemesu baleho. Meaning, let's say the kohen gadol dies throughout the year, and now you're going to bring this par. I guess you bring the par without realizing the din that it's called the Chat Shemesu Baleo because maybe people don't look at it so much as the Parah Shel Aaron. So it's a Chat Shemesu Baleo. Chat Shemesu Baleo is possible. Zok Rashi, Shema Yomus HaKoyin B'Shon Azu. Tosfos brings a pshat that it doesn't have to be this Koyin. It can be a much more simpler case. Since be'etzim it's a mechaper for the kahanim, and even if you're going to say like the Mara said early in the afternoon, mikufi mechaper, is that exclusively? It's only agav. But at the end of the day, if any one of the kahanim die, it's a chatshemesa baleo. They're one of the bailim, even mikufi mechaper. So it's a chatshemesa baleo. Because Rashi's pshat, it's very not mistave sickle shver, because the kohen is not around. Why would you bring it? They don't know din of chatshemesa baleo. So maybe they forget. They don't realize that he's the Bailam. But any of the Kanim died, that could be very probable. Gzerim Shumchat Shemesa Balel. Zok Dumoah, this is only by a par. Soya Michael Amemar. Because here you don't have the reason of Chat Shemesa Balel. Why not? Because the Bailam is not the Kohen. So who's the Bailam? Korban Tzibur. So why is it not considered Chat Shemesa Balel if anyone in Klal Yisrael dies? Well, and it's a race. Never called Chat Shemesa Baleo when it's more than one, because it's Shishim Riboy. So by Kahanim, Tosfos holds that it would be a problem. Tosfos says it's after the Kohen Gadol. It's any of the Kahanim that die, because the mere fact that Mikufi Mechaper, that alone is considered Chat Shemesa Baleo.
And that's a shut.
Yeah. By Par. It's also a Tzibur. It's Chat Shemesa Baleo. It's a Tzibur.
It's a
Aaron's carbon that's mechaper also for kohen.
And that's maybe a new exerim from chachmei zvelel. It looks like chachmei zvelel, but it's not really chachmei zvelel.
Maybe that's just a shutfis.
What'd you say?
Maybe that's just a shutfis. It's not a tzibur.
And then you don't need them all to die. Okay, it's not called chachmei zvelel. Chachmei zvelel is taka de kohen. Just beside the shutfis that they have in it, I've seen the taste inside. But come on, we discusses the other kanim. But one thing for sure, when it comes to the soyer, so it's not chachmei zvelel because ain't tzibur meisa. That's not called chachmei zvelel. Zog di umoga. Tenach par, soy Michael Meimar. And for the Gemara, gzeire soyer ot par. The Gemara says the opposite, like we said before. Before we said gzeire par ot soyer, twice we attempted to say that to Eretz. Now he's saying, you know why the seer's soyer is put to death? Is gzeire soyer ot par. Because if you're not going to put the soyer to death, even though the soyer is not chachmeis baleo, then you'll end up with the par also leaving it, and it might be chachmeis baleo. Zog di Gemara, umishum gzeire yamusu, so let it be yirat shei stovu. Why are you putting it to death? Elo gzeire, zog di Gemara, michum shchato sheovro shnoso. Meaning, since till next year Yom Kippur, it's going to be over shnoso. Because after 1 year, it's possible already. It's stated in Feish and Teres Kahanim that Teira Achas Yelochem, just like Bechatzah Verizora, Bashnoso, so too over here, it's also Bashnosa. So all the Siri Regolim, everything has to be Dafka Bashnosa. So it's for sure going to be Ova Shnosa. Because we're talking this Yom Kippur, the next Yom Kippur, it's Ova Shnosa. Zog Drashi, Shema Yom Kippur Mabo Tav Shona Shal Al Asoy Hazeh. Mishenoylat, Vikam Lom Chol Sikha Chatz Shepsulun Lach HaShona, Detanim Teres Kahanim Gap Chatz Yochid, Tere Achas Yelachem, Hare Kol HaTore Kulo Kavarizoro, Machatz Avarizoro Bashnoso, Afkam Bashnoso, Kshu Oime Yiyah L'Rabbi Sir Golem, Kshu Oime Lachem L'Rabbi Sir Avarizoro, Lo Oise L'Rabbi Sir Nosi, all the serum can only be 1 year. So the reason why you cannot keep it is because of a Ovro Shnoso. So why is it Shema? How is it possible not over shnosa from this year to next year? Zog di Gemara, gzeira, he gufachat the shove shnosa he. Meaning, why is it called a gzeira? That's Mamashal Gemara's kasha. It's a vadachat the shove shnosa. How do you not have over shnosa if you're standing by Yom Kippur, which happens to be already 8 days since it's born? You can't say Me'ez Le'ez. It was born in Yom Kippur and you mark it before Me'ez Le'ez. It has to be 8 days. So it's for sure a year and 8 days. So it's for sure over shnosa. Zog di Gemara, gzeira, he gufa chatsha over shnosa. It's a vadai. Zog di Rashi, my gzeira de kamrit, ho vadai chatsha over shnosi, l'shon abo. And that the Gemara answers, holy kasha, ke Rebbe, we're going like Rebbe. And according to Rebbe, it's an echetimtza that it's not yet elapsed, a year did not elapse. The Tanya, we learn by Bate Archaima, Shona Tmime Moina, Shloish Mehez Vishishim Chamisha Yoim. By Bate Archaima, the Moicha can require it back, be poided back up until a year. He has one full year to be poided back. Shona Tmime Moina, how do you count a year? A solar year or a lunar year? So Rebbe says you count a solar year. 365 days, even though Be'etzim, we go bus to Levona, and it's 354, it's 11 days less, 354 days, but you have up until 365 days, for some reason you're going like Gemara Sechama, in order to be poided. So Mela, that's Gemara Teretz. The Balt you have until 365 days to be considered a year when it comes to Batar Chayma. So over here also, when it comes to the Chatesh Ovesh Nosa, until 365 days is not Ovesh Nosa. Masha Enkein, from this Yom Kippur to next Yom Kippur, even if the par is going to be 8 days old, it's still not going to be Ovo Shnoso, because it's going to be 354 from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur plus 8 days. It's still below the threshold of 365, and since a year is called 365, Saiba Batar Chayma and Saiba Adin of Chatesh Ovo Shnoso. So Mela, it's only Xerim Shumchat Ovishnosa. It's not Higufa. It's not Gufa automatically Ovishnosa. It's Xera Otu that you'll end up having the par that it's going to be more than a year, meaning you, it's more than 8 days, or it's you're not going to have it that it's going to be exactly below the 365. So matzvot zaka gzeira. Now chachomah, but they're arguing about the chachomah omrim that moynes shneimis a chodesh miyom liyom, that you count whatever the calendar year is shneimis a chodesh, which ends up being 354 days. Your moys alavona. So according to chachomim, a year is 354, whatever the calendar year is. So then you won't have by our sugya that it's possible that it's b'toich shnosai from yom one yom kippur to another yom kippur is for sure. Shnei is a chodesh miyom liyom. Zog the Gemara, v'nisaber nisaber lemoicha. That's a din in Boter Chaima, that when it's nisaber to the moicha. That means that by an ibyar, he has an extra month. Meaning, just like a year is a calendar year, 354, whatever Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, or Boter Chaima, whatever the month till 12 months later. So if it happens to be an Ibiyar, then that 12 months reverts into 13 months because the year is considered Lamoichar. He has more time to be poided. But upon him, we have Taket Gzeira, like Rashi says on the top of Samach Vav, Ule Rebbe, the second line, Ule Rebbe, Mishkachas lo kegoin shekdisha b'yom shmini l'leidos b'yom yom kippurim b'shon p'shuto, v'chimot yom kippurim abo, akate l'molle shin samachay, is not samachay from one yom kippur to another yom kippur, because it's only 354 plus the 8 days, so it's not 365. So that's the Gemara's maskona. The Gemara comes out, and at this point, it's called upon him that it's a gzeira mishum chatzis of shnosa. Now the etzim din of 13 months is considered a year, it's yidurich sam seifa, the gabi pasha zocher, so shikha is 1 year. So does that mean when by an ibiyar that you say pasha zocher, you have 13 months later by an Ibiyar, and it's considered that you said it once a year? Or do you say, no, 365 days is Shikha, and that's a year? You punkt have an Ibiyar, that doesn't change that Metzias of 365. But on the Tzad, you say that 13 months becomes the new year, so then there's Taka, there won't be a problem of Shikha, and you don't have to say Pasha Zachar. You don't have to have in mind, but the Tzava, on a year of an Ibiyar, to have in mind Pasha Zachar. The Poskim say it's better to have it in mind on the Tzad that it's 12 months, and it's not going to be 30 months by an Ibiyar. We'll stop over here. Some of them on the top.